Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm just so grateful you're taking the time to study the Word of God. It's so important in our spiritual lives. If you happen to be somebody out there that's seeking the Lord Jesus, one of the greatest ways to get to know who He is and what He came to do and be is to study the Word of God. So we always pray when we begin our study together because all of us need the Lord's help to understand His Word. So join with me in prayer, if you will, please. Heavenly Father, every time we come to this, we're excited that we have the Word of God before us. What a joy it is to know that a God who created the universe gave us literature that we could know who You are. We could know Your Son, Jesus. We could know Your ways. And Lord, not only know them, but be able to live according to those ways by the power of Your Holy Spirit. So we ask that You would bless us with Your Spirit today to guide us into all truth so that we might live in a way that is pleasing and fulfilling to You. We bless You. We honor You. We glorify Your name today. And thank You for Your Word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Hidden Treasures. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 3. Paul the Apostle cared deeply for the church located in Colossae. And because there were false teachers among them, he desired to bring them to the truth and care for their spiritual needs. He wanted them to be comforted, knit together in love, and to have all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. In chapter 2 and verse 3 of his letter to them, Paul acknowledges treasure which is hidden in Christ, where we read, "In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." The verse begins, "In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom." Because Paul was contending against the heresies of the Gnostics who denied the deity of Jesus Christ, he told the Colossians about Jesus as he wrote, "In whom," speaking of Jesus, "are hid, secret, or stored up all the treasures," which means good and precious things which are collected and laid up, "of wisdom," or broad and full of intelligence, used of the knowledge of the very diverse matters and supreme intelligence such as belongs to God. Jesus, like a treasure box filled with valuables, secretly held all the treasures of wisdom of God concerning the good news of the Almighty. The verse goes on to say, "and knowledge." In addition to the wisdom of God, Jesus also contained all the treasures of the knowledge, which is the Greek word gnosis, and means the general intelligence, understanding, moral wisdom, as is seen in right living. And it's the right living of God. It's interesting to note that Paul employed the word gnosis, which is where the Gnostics derived their name to show Jesus having all the treasures of knowledge. No doubt this was a direct defense against the false teachings of this heretical group. And because Jesus held within Him all wisdom and knowledge the Colossians would ever need, the Gnostics' false teaching was squelched. As we ponder these words, let us allow our minds to attempt to perceive what all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge of God are. How wise is He? How much does He know? And how well does He know what to do with what He knows? Let's be assured, we will never be able to expand our minds enough to encase all the treasure and wisdom and knowledge of God. However, we may know that whatsoever that amount is, Jesus has all hidden within Him. Jesus is not only Lord and Savior to those who rely upon, trust in, and cling to Him, but He also encompasses all the wisdom and knowledge we shall ever need to live our lives. So, what was it that we were worried about? May the Lord Jesus make these truths hold firm within our hearts. Next time, Paul writes about people beguiling the Colossians. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.